Radio.
You're listening to Cryptocurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay Cryptocurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Cryptocurrent. Your host here, Richard Carthon, and today I got a very special guest. All the way out in Singapore, we have Dave with an absolutely incredible company that is like I've been looking into for a long time now, and I'm excited to learn more about with Rublix and all the things that you're doing, because you're on the trading side, you're on the blockchain side, you have so I'm hyped up to be able to learn more about you. So Dave, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks Richard. Yeah, this is a pleasure, and I look forward to chatting with you today.
No doubt, man. So how about you get started by telling us a little bit about yourself and giving us some background?
Yeah, sure. Myself, I'm from Canada and born and raised, and did some schooling in the US, lived in New York, lived over in London for a couple of years. My background is primarily finance, did some investment banking and private equity. But when I launched Rublix and started working on our hedge trade platform, I moved to Singapore to launch it out of this jurisdiction. So I'm here right now, and Singapore is a great place. And we have an international team. So still some staff back in Canada and in Europe and here in Singapore. So yeah, so far so good.
It's amazing, man. So like, I know you said you were doing things in the financial realm and doing some trading. What was your first introduction into the crypto and blockchain space? And, what year was it and how did you even first learn about it?
Yeah, it definitely came from my co-founder. So his name is Peter, and we were both in Calgary in Canada. And he's a computer programmer and a trader, and he was getting into the sector, has some friends in the sector that were working in it and learning more about it. So he was telling me about Bitcoin and Ethereum. This is 2016, I would think. And then I just started doing my own research and got really into it. Was blown away with everything I was reading and the YouTube videos I was watching. It kind of all starts with Bitcoin. You read the white paper, you get to know what mining is and the technology and blockchain. And then you learn about Ethereum and what it's doing with smart contracts and taking it another step further. I completely went down the rabbit hole and got really enthralled with it.
Yeah.
And as they do, got sucked in and haven't left ever since.
Yeah, man. So you get sucked in around 2016. And at which point are you like, I want to build a company? And just give us how did you even come up with Rublix, and what made you take the plunge to leave the country and go to Singapore to start it?
I was working full time, had a really great position, and I was working in private equity and liked what I was doing. And when Pete and I were just starting to work together, and we were thinking about some companies to start, and we were just brainstorming, working evenings and weekends. And he was like, hey, I'm doing some trading, as well. So, I'm building a couple of projects, but also doing some trading. And, hey, by the way, like I'm watching these NVIDIA call options. So NVIDIA was building the Bitcoin miners, and they're super liquid. And he's watching these weekly options. And he's like, hey, Dave, like tomorrow morning when the market opens, like buy this call option. Like I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, sure. And so like he's a good trader. And then I did that. And then 2 days later, he's like, okay, like it hit the perfect spot I was expecting and sell it. I was like, okay, sure. So I sold it and it was up 35%. And I was like, oh man, that was an awesome trade. Like, great job. And he's like, yeah, I'm doing pretty good with my trading. And, maybe we could start a little online business where I post my predictions on a website and I teach the audience where to buy in, where to exit. And we could get them to subscribe to this website. And we're like, yeah, that's interesting. And we were both getting into the crypto space and crypto trading. And then we're like, well, what if we built this platform so that any trader could post their trading predictions? And let's build this in a way where they have to put money and stake something on their prediction. They can't just post predictions that have no value and they could have a poor track record. Let's give them something to stake. And then this is kind of where we came up with the concept for Hedge Trade. And that's kind of how the platform works now. So a trader has to make a trading prediction, and it has the entry price and exit price of his trading call. And then he has to stake our hedge token on it. So we can stake, let's say, $100 worth of our hedge token. And then when a user sees this prediction on the platform, he can see the potential profit and how much the trader has staked and the trading pair, but he can't see the entry and exit price until they unlock it. And they have to pay 1/10 of the stake. So they would pay $10 worth of our token to unlock this prediction and get to see that more useful information, the entry and exit price.
Wow.
Then what happens is if the prediction is correct, then the trader earns their stake back and the proceeds from the buyers. They could have, you know, 5, 10, 100,000 buyers if they are really popular on the platform. And if the prediction is incorrect, then all the buyers get their $10 back and the trader loses his stake. And we actually distribute the stake out to the initial buyers. The concept just kind of started organically. We invented it ourselves and then we decided to make a run for it and build this out.
That's a super interesting concept and definitely a unique one. I don't think I've heard of anything like it. How has it been received so far by the community?
It's going awesome. We've been in beta for a couple months and just kind of testing it out and people have been signing up. We haven't done any marketing or promotion for it. And we just recently went live and made an announcement last week with an exchange, Bittrex Global. And so users are on it. They're using it. They're asking us questions. They really like it. There's kind of a gamification element to it. Mm-hmm. Cause if you find a trader that's really good and very successful, then when you unlock his predictions, you go and make the same trade as him because he could be correct again and you could earn on the trade and pay him the fee. And then other people are realizing that if you unlock a prediction that's going to be incorrect, then you get your money back and you receive a portion of the stake. So you can make money on these predictions that way as well. And people are having a lot of fun with it and it's getting used every day. People are depositing funds and posting predictions and unlocking predictions. And we have a vision of really building it out to become a big ecosystem. So an ecosystem for trading predictions and cryptocurrency trading, and we'll take it into other industries. Have analytics and charts and pricing and even a social element, a Twitter feed and wow, interaction between the users. So yeah, we really want to make Hedge Trade a big ecosystem for traders.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I definitely could see all the different elements of it. I mean, not to, speak of a competitor, but like just one of my first thoughts is like, the open place that, TradingView kind of has. But, just like you said, mm-hmm, you can just go there and make any kind of crazy predictions you want and there's no repercussions if you're wrong, right? And so with this one, it's really making people put their money where their mouth is and like you can have a track record and really just like you said, if you're doing a good job, people are going to follow that and can be lucrative for all parties involved. So it really sounds like a unique value prop for sure.
Yeah, you nailed it. We love TradingView and we think they've done a great job. Their charting's amazing. And their ideas section is amazing. And that's, that gave us some guidance and we really like what they're doing. And we want to help those traders make money. On TradingView, you can post your prediction and then you can gain followers and likes and comments on your charts and analysis. And that's awesome. We love those guys and what they're doing. On our platform, we just want to take it another step further so that those types of traders can make the similar predictions and have their charting, their technical analysis. They can write a little blog description about their trading call and then earn money at the same time, earn money from their followers. They can stake, as we say, and put money where their mouth is and have some skin in the game. And then their users can pay to unlock it and only only pay for it if it becomes true. Right. You know, so they have, you know, it's kind of a win-win scenario. If it's true, they can make the trade and earn the trade. And if it's not true, then they get their money back anyway. So yeah, we think it's a great way for traders like that to monetize their following.
For sure. And I was going to say, so let's say someone's interested and they're listening right now and they're like a big time trader, like, I'm all about it. I want to sign up or I want to get started with this. What does that process look like?
Pretty simple. You can just sign up, you know, just insert your information and sign up. Anybody can do it. Anyone can be one of the predictors or the traders, and anybody can be one of the purchasers. And, you know, we also have another element where there's an affiliate system. So if you're a big trader with a lot of followers on TradingView or Twitter or YouTube, then you can have people sign up with your affiliate code. And then any of the people that you sign up, anyone that they, if they earn money on the platform, then you'll receive a portion of those, that revenue. So, you know, there's multiple ways you can monetize your following, but, yeah, it's cool. And we've actually started working with some quite reputable traders and even traders from hedge funds, and hedge funds themselves that are even posting on the platform and gaining their reputation and track record. So, yeah, it's going great. And we're going to keep building it. And we just want to get the word out about it.
For sure. No, that's amazing. And I mean, kind of shifting gears just a little bit. I know that you've been in the space since, you know, 2016. You've been here for a while now and you've seen a lot that's been developing. And 2020 has definitely shaped out to be a very interesting year, to say the least. What are some things in the crypto and blockchain space that has your attention that you think others should be paying attention to?
Yeah. We've been in this space for a couple of years and we've seen, you know, a bunch of different cycles. And, you know, it was kind of like a year and a half ago when the industry was saying, you know, institutions are coming, and it's going to have a big effect and a big bull market's going to happen. And, you know, they're starting and there's cracks, but we still need a bit more infrastructure. And, you know, all the criticism of this sector with custodianship and, you know, you can make a fat finger error and lose all your coins if you send it to the wrong place. You know, I think the industry is getting there, but we need to work a little bit more on custodianship and infrastructure and making it safe and secure for institutions to come in, because they're dealing with external funds. And if there's a risk of making an error or a risk of theft or a risk of, you know, any type of exchange risk, then they're just not going to bother. It's not worth the downside. So I think we're working on it. You know, there's great groups like Gemini that are making great inroads with US regulators, you know, and other groups that they're really pushing the envelope to help get institutions involved. And I think we're going in the right direction, but still need a bit more work in that department.
For sure. And I think we're closer now since everything happened with COVID and just seeing how much global economies can be affected by a pandemic and everything else, where I think, you know, towards the end of this decade, we'd be getting closer to institutional money, regulation, and everything else. I think that timeline's definitely shrunk a ton. And I think within the next 3 to 5 years, I really think, just like you said, we'll start to see a big push in that direction, as it's just cryptocurrency is being seen as a viable option more and more every single day, which I think is great for everyone.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, this wild year that we're in and COVID and how unfortunate it is. And yeah, there's a lot of macro factors that are pointing towards the crypto sector. You know, there's international remittances, right. There's untrust with banking systems, the monetary and fiscal policies that are coming out in the US. I totally agree. There's a lot of macro factors, people working from home, wanting to, you know, take control of their capital and make money online. You know, the crypto industry is positioned really well for a lot of those things to, you know, so yeah, I totally agree. And things like this in the world right now are potentially bullish and positive for crypto.
For sure. And as an aside, it's because you are in a unique position where, you know, you've been in the trading world for a long time. And for everyone listening, again, this is not trading advice for anybody about to listen to this. But as you've been in this for a long time now, if anyone's listening right now and they're a first-time trader, or that crypto is something that they've always thought about, hey, I want to go and like learn about this and trade and do XYZ, what is like your recommendation for them to like go and educate themselves on how they can like get involved?
Yeah, education is critical. You know, there's, I mean, on our website, you know, we're a big advocate for education. You know, we have a blog with over 500 articles that explain everything, you know, up and down crypto from beginner to more advanced. It's what are wallets, you know, what are exchanges, what does mining mean, what are hashes, what are private keys. So we're trying to help the industry and help people get into the sector. And then if they join Hedge Trade, then they can follow a reputable trader and see someone with a transparent track record. You know, he hasn't manipulated his track record. He's put money where his mouth is on his trading predictions. And you know, we're a group that's trying to help people start and get into the space and not lose your shirt. And we're someone you can talk to. But then, yeah, there's a lot of other resources out there. You know, there's YouTube, and you know, when I started, I thought it was just really fascinating the technology, and I think that's a good place to start. Learning about the Bitcoin white paper and what is mining, what does blockchain mean. Learning about Ethereum and smart contracts and what these ERC tokens are all about and how they came to be. So it definitely starts with education, and then if you want to do things yourself, then test it out. You know, open an exchange account and transfer in some funds, or buy your first piece of Bitcoin, and test it for yourself to you know, dabble. And then if you want to do something more significant and substantial, then ask for help or make sure that you're comfortable and confident with what you've learned, or get someone, some other group to do it for you if you want them to manage your capital. So education is a key thing. And then just going down the rabbit hole and trying it out.
For sure. And I appreciate that. And for everyone listening, I mean, as you know, with cryptocurrency, we're all about education. And sounds like there are some absolute great blog articles out on Rublix. So definitely go check those out. But then also just find ways to get engaged and to, after you educate yourself, if you're willing, you know, put some money in there and just see what you can do. And it's all a learning experience, but you got to just take the first step and take the choice to just act on the education and the opportunities that are out there. But again, Dave, I really appreciate you spending some time with us today telling us about Rublix. But before you go, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners here today?
Well, yeah, I mean, Richard, thanks a lot for having me. This was awesome. And the final thought is for you, keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're helping your audience, you're helping them learn and get educated and meet a bunch of cool people in the space. And same with us, you know, we're working hard, we're making these articles, trying to help people out, we're building our platform out. People that are in the sector, let's just keep going. You know, this is going to be a huge generational impact in our lifetime and the next generations to come, because this is a new paradigm. It's a new monetary system. And let's all just keep working and keep learning, keep developing with each other. And, you know, we think in the next 5, 10, 20 years, this is it. Like, we're in the middle of it right now. And it's going to change the way things work forever.
1,000%. I appreciate you saying that. And everyone listening to that, you know, rewind and listen to it again. Like, we're at the beginning of something that's going to change the world. And being educated on this early, before we hit the mass adoption, before everyone else is truly on game with everything that's going on, is really just going to help differentiate and separate yourself to capitalize on this opportunity that's truly being presented to everyone learning and listening to this right now. So again, Dave, really appreciate you spending some time with us. What are some different ways that people can connect with you and also learn about Rublix?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I guess I'm on Twitter, at Dave Waslin. Then there's our Hedge Trade HQ Twitter handle. You know, check us out. Go to the Hedge Trade website. you can send us an email through there or hit us up on Twitter. Come check out what we're doing. And we'd love to learn more about you guys and work together to grow this ecosystem and successfully trade. So that's what it's all about, and learn and prosper together. So yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. Well, everyone listening, make sure you go check them out, and also stay cryptocurrent. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. If you're finding value in our content, please take 5 minutes to leave a 5-star review and a great comment. Also, please make sure to share this podcast with others. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer, Andrew DeRitter, with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DeRitterProductions Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.